what it's... We do still have the grindstone, don't we, Guy?
Huh?
We do still have a grindstone to sharpen axes on. Yeah,
it's gotten smaller and faster, huh?
Yeah. But the old grindstone's out there somewhere. It's dismantled, I guess, but it's still...
What did your father use in the field when he sharpened
it? Show him this ring here and tell him about it. He never saw one like that. Look at that.
My goodness.
A lot of sweetheart's hair in there. That thing's 175 or 100 years old.
Oh,
no,
greatest.
Huh?
It was my grandfather's. It was my grand. That's my grandmother's hair. My grandfather made it.
My goodness, a honey blonde, huh?
How'd you ever do that and make it stay like that?
That's a neat trick.
It's just a solid piece of gold there, and it's got a rim around that to put that hair in there. I don't know how in the world he ever got it put there as nice as that is.
Well, he was a braider, wasn't he?
Well, I guess they all braided, because my father braided just as smooth and pretty as that. Of course, he never did anything that small that I remember, but his horses' manes and tails were just...
Oh, that's neat.
Just as neat as they could be. This is supposed to have her picture in it, but I have never been able to open it. I have seen it open, but I have never thought to know.
Is there a hinge on it?
There is nothing that you can see, and I've pressed and I've dug, and you can see we've scratched it with our fingernails and tried every way to do. I'm always afraid somebody would break it. I didn't ever encourage anything used on it, only just the girls used to try to open
it. The hinge is on this side. You can see the pin.
You can.
Yes, you can see
it. I said it came open, but
I had seen it open. My mother. Uh-huh. Mother had it, and it was amongst her possessions when she died. But I had never thought to ask how it was opened, and I suppose there's a kind of a secret something that you press there that makes it fly open. But it might not open now, even if you manage to press whatever it is on.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's... See, my mother's been dead since 33, and I don't know, it hadn't been open for years, maybe before she died. But that is...
Did your mother and your father die in the same year?
Within 10 days of each other.
Oh, my goodness. Natural causes? Or?
Yeah.
Hmm.
My father died first, and my mother.
Hmm. Oh, I was asking about something to sharpen a scythe or something with when you're in the field. What would you use there?
What would you use on your scythe? I suppose a file, because they did have files, and we sharpened our hoes with files in the field.
Do you have anything to sharpen a knife with in the field?
No, they always had an old grindstone, you know, that was way out, and they'd break it up and make what they call a whetstone, and maybe just a piece of this grind rock about this large, you know, you could hold in your hand and sharpen it up. So they still use those in Georgia, did you? Dress the axes off well, they'll grind them, you know, for half a day at a time, and then that nigger will, and he uses that piece of a grindstone to put that fine edge on it.
Uh-huh.
He'll grind that axe down. Well, he'll put in a half a day on one blade of it. He'll hire a little old nigger boy and give him a quarter, and he'll turn that grindstone all day long, and he'll grind it down just as... It's just as sharp right up at the eye of the axe as it is down at the edge, almost. It's not as much thicker than that piece of paper you got there, right at the eye.
Huh.
And when he goes out there to cut that cordwood, when he hits that pine tree, that'll go clear to the eye, that deep, you know. It's just so sharp and so thin, and it'll just go clear in, you know. And we had two niggers that worked for my brother that cut cordwood, cut 10 cords a day with an axe, and put it between the stocks, too. Put it between the stakes.
Hmm.